This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Death by COVID.
What we've learned about the final days of the American icon.
He was fully vaccinated. And look who else caught the virus just one day after his sentence.
Convicted killer Robert Durst. He's on a ventilator.
And too extreme. Production shut down after disaster on the set of the America's Got Talent spinoff. Plus, live TV cringe. The creepy exchange between Terry Bradshaw and Aaron Andrews.
You've got your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You're looking good.
Then, haunting video. Gabby Petito and her fugitive fiancé, just 5 weeks before she was killed, holding hands as they wade through the water. Plus, America's top sperm donor. He fathered 24 children. Now, for the first time, he's meeting his grandkids.
I can't wait to take him to Disneyland.
And super uproar.
Why, you won't be hearing this anymore from Superman.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. The nation today mourns the death of a trailblazer. Colin Powell was the first Black American to serve as Secretary of State, twice awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And today, he's dead from complications of COVID. He was immunosuppressed from battling cancer and was due to get a Pfizer booster just last week, but then he took ill. Now, as Les Trent reports, his death at age 84 comes as a surprise to many.
The news broke during the network morning shows.
We come on the air with some sad news.
Breaking news, and it is sad news. Colin Powell has died at the age of 84.
I have to say, John, when I got the news, this one really hurts. It just seemed to come out of the blue. I know he was 84, but I think many people didn't even know that he was sick or certainly in the hospital.
Colin Powell's death due to complications from COVID came as a shock because he was fully vaccinated. He did, however, suffer from blood cancer and Parkinson's disease, which left him with weakened immunity.
He was older and he had a serious underlying immunocompromising condition called multiple myeloma. And those two things together, I'm afraid, set him up for a serious infection. It is still very, very unusual for people who are vaccinated to get a serious case of COVID.
The 84-year-old American icon died at the Walter Reed Medical Center, the same renowned facility that treated former President Trump for COVID in 2020.
I always knew him to be such a robust person that to hear that he died from COVID really was an unbelievable shock to me.
Powell's wife, Alma, was also infected with COVID, but was treated with Regeneron and has recovered. Powell's life started in humble circumstances here in the Bronx, New York, where he grew up in a four-story walk-up that is now a parking lot. His parents were immigrants from Jamaica, and he's still remembered here as a son of the Bronx. Powell's life is legendary. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Secretary of State. Many thought he was a shoe-in for president, but Powell never ran.
He didn't want to expose himself and his family to that degree of public inspection. He led a fairly private life for someone who was so much in the public eye.
Here's a little-known fact about Powell. He had a great sense of humor.
Try to keep up as best you can, Mr. Vice President.
Title for title.
You're on.
On Jay Leno's Garage, he and Joe Biden, then the vice president, challenged each other to a drag race. The tributes to this great American soldier statesman are pouring in today.
He would want to be remembered
as someone who cared about America more than life itself, and God love him, we're just going to miss him terribly, terribly.
Oh, he cared about America. Powell's death is a reminder that COVID is still very much a danger. More than 22,000 Americans were diagnosed with COVID overnight. 182 people died from the virus. And among those with COVID is convicted killer Robert Durst. Just hours after Durst was sentenced to life in prison for the killing of his friend Susan Berman more than 20 years ago, his legal team announced that he has COVID. And as Jim Murray reports, Durst is now on a ventilator.
Real estate heir Robert Durst is fighting for his life today. He's on a ventilator battling COVID. Durst tested positive Friday, just 24 hours after being sentenced to life for the murder of his friend Susan Berman. In court, the mogul, who has bladder cancer, was clearly unwell, slumped in a wheelchair, at times gasping for breath. Hours later, he was rushed to USC Medical Center in Los Angeles, where he is now in critical condition. And there's concern that he could have spread the virus to others in the crowded courtroom. I was there in the back of the room, about 50 feet behind Durst.
The court sent out this notice alerting us that someone had tested positive, but not mentioning Durst by name. Everyone in the courtroom was masked at all times, and it was strictly enforced. Still, out of an abundance of caution, I took a COVID test, and fortunately, it came back negative.
Denny Marcus, a friend of slain Susan Berman, gave a victim impact statement in court, standing just a few feet from the killer.
He just looked like a shadow of a man. He was completely catatonic. He didn't even really look like he was engaged or listening. I can't imagine he will be getting off that ventilator alive. I don't see it happening.
Meanwhile, in Washington state, these troopers are quitting rather than comply with the governor's vaccine mandate for all public employees.
This is the last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car.
Trooper Robert LeMay, a 22-year veteran, used his final shift sign-off to blast Governor Jay Inslee.
Jay Inslee can kiss my
COVID has taken a shocking toll on law enforcement officers. Across the nation, 724 have lost their lives due to the virus. COVID is now the number one cause of death among cops.
Five times more police officers have died from COVID than from gunfire. So this is to save you and also to save the people that you interact with.
Well, that's a good point. I will also put a point in Yakima County. We actually had two shootings that they said there were COVID deaths. I know numerous fatality collisions that said they're COVID deaths.
Do you not believe that more officers are died from COVID than from any other cause since the pandemic?
Honestly, I don't know. Unless I actually saw it. If you wish to take it, I'm not doubting that. That's your business. But when you're going to force me to take something against what I don't believe in spiritually and ethically, that's the issue.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is among those encouraging police around the country to get vaccinated, saying they should be seriously thinking about the consequences of not getting the shot. Kidnapping is a common occurrence in Haiti these days, with the latest being a group of 17 missionaries, all but one are Americans, connected to a religious group in Ohio. Five of them are children, and they're being held for a reported $17 million ransom by a group that is well known to authorities. Amber Cagliano reports.
Is this gunman in a Spider-Man mask behind the brazen kidnapping of 17 missionaries in Haiti? He's the leader of the country's most notorious gang known as 400 Mowozo. Inside Edition spoke with CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez in Haiti.
We obtained a phone number for the leader of the gang, and we tried repeatedly to call. Importantly, of course, to check on these hostages, how they're doing, whether they're being treated okay.
Are you afraid to be there? And how are you and your crew staying safe?
Well, we're trying to be as safe as possible, cognizant of our surroundings and not going out when we don't have to go out. I mean, that's the bottom line, and it's not just us. These are everyday Haitians.
The whereabouts of the missionaries, including five children, remain a mystery today. A charter plane filled with FBI agents has landed in Haiti, and behind-the-scenes negotiations at securing the release of the missionaries is said to be taking place.
The president has been briefed and is receiving regular updates on what the State Department and the FBI are doing to bring these individuals home safely.
I also spoke with best-selling inspirational author Mitch Albom of Tuesdays with Maury fame. He runs an orphanage in the troubled nation that has the highest rate of kidnappings in the world.
You just got off the plane. Tell us what it was like there.
It's very dangerous in Haiti. We're kind of used to it because I'm there every month with our orphanage, but this situation with the kidnapping of the missionaries and the people there struck very close to home for us. Obviously, we're an orphanage. We have Americans. We have kids. We hear about this all the time, and basically, we can't go out.
According to a human rights group in Port-au-Prince, there has been a 300% increase in kidnappings in Haiti just since July. NBC has stopped production of America's Got Talent Extreme after a terrible accident in which a performer fell 40 feet and landed on his head during rehearsals. Now, some are asking if acts have just become too extreme. And we warn you, the video may be intense for some viewers.
Jonathan Goodwin is known for death-defying escapes, like being trapped in a straitjacket while suspended in midair and set on fire. But something went terribly wrong in this stunt for the new spinoff, America's Got Talent Extreme. That's Goodwin harnessed to a cable in between two cars on the set at Atlanta Motor Speedway. He's supposed to break free and drop down safely. Instead, he's crushed by the cars and caught in a fiery explosion on video obtained by TMZ. He falls head first. Medics call 911.
I'm here rescued. He fell about 40 feet, missed the airbag, landed on his head.
A 911 caller says he's close to death.
We need a rescue and a helicopter.
Last month, AGT judge Simon Cowell spoke about the new Extreme spinoff.
It was something we've been wanting to do for really, I mean, years and years and years, to do like literally a more extreme version with stunts and everything.
In past stunts, Goodwin has mesmerized judges and audiences, even enlisting his young daughter Millie to introduce his act.
Okay, Daddy, here's your pitch.
In that stunt, he was locked in chains and buried alive in gravel, but incredibly was able to break free. Now, fans are hoping for another miracle while he battles life-threatening injuries.
According to the police report, Jonathan Goodwin suffered multiple broken bones in both his legs and cuts all over his face, as well as burns. The responding officer reported that he was conscious and alert after the accident. Now a new bit of video showing what's believed to be Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie crossing a river inside Zion National Park. It's haunting because this video was shot just weeks before Gabby was killed. Stephen Fabian reports it surfaced just as Gabby's mom reveals a warning she gave her daughter.
Gabby Petito's mom is speaking out about her daughter's fateful road trip with Brian Laundrie.
I told her to be careful, be safe, you know, make sure to be aware of your surroundings. But I felt safe because she was with Brian, and I felt like she would be okay. I thought he would take care of her.
The interview aired last night on 60 Minutes Australia, an indication of the worldwide interest the case is generating. She says she never thought Gabby would be in danger from Brian.
He was very polite and quiet. He would read books to my little one at night before bed. So he just seemed like a nice guy.
Over the weekend, Gabby's forlorn dad, Joseph, was photographed by the DailyMail.com, leaving a Wyoming mortuary, clutching a box containing her ashes. The family also visited the campsite where Gabby was murdered. And this new haunting image of Gabby and Brian is just now coming to light. It's a glimpse of them walking hand in hand, crossing the Virgin River in Zion National Park. How do we know for sure that's Gabby and Brian? This is a single frame of the new video. And look, this is a photo Gabby posted the same day, July 18th. She's wearing the same clothes. No hint of strife. Yet just 5 weeks later, Gabby was dead.
Brian Laundrie has not been charged. He is named a person of interest in Gabby's case. Robin Williams took his own life 7 years ago, but that is not him from his Mork and Mindy days. It's an eerie impression that's amazing everyone who sees it. It is so spot on that fans have been sending the clip to Robin's daughter, and she would like them to stop.
Nano, Nano, let's go. Mork calling. Ow!
It's an uncanny impersonation of Robin Williams from his breakthrough performance in the sitcom Mork and Mindy.
Nano, Nano.
31-year-old comedian Jamie Costa channeled the star in this YouTube clip titled Robin Screen Test, and he nailed the comic legend's manic delivery.
Well, dreams are a beautiful aspect of human culture. In fact, it happens when you're at night and you close your eyes and all kinds of images happen, and it's really bizarre.
Fans have been forwarding William's daughter Zelda the clip, but she's not happy. Please stop sending me the test footage, she tweeted. The clip made me uncomfy, so I was asking kindly for folks to stop sending it to me over and over. Jamie Costa is super talented. This isn't against him.
Nano, Nano, let's go!
Well, Jamie Costa might have been listening because the Robin Williams lookalike has now taken that video off YouTube.
Next, live TV cringe. The creepy exchange between Terry Bradshaw and Aaron Andrews.
You've got your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You're looking good.
And super uproar.
Why you won't be hearing this anymore from Superman.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
It was supposed to be innocent small talk on live TV, but a comment Terry Bradshaw made to Aaron Andrews is being called cringy.
Terry Bradshaw is being called out for what he told Aaron Andrews.
You've got your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You're looking good.
He was referring to Aaron's country style outfit, and now he's catching heat. Very cringy, getting creepy, Uncle Terry. Go to critical tweets.
You're looking good. That was nice. I enjoyed that interview.
The exchange happened on last Thursday Night Football on Fox. We reached out to Bradshaw and the former Dancing with the Stars co-host, but neither got back to us.
Ever since Superman hit the comic book scene back in the 30s, he's been out there fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Well, that last part of the motto just got an update, and not everyone's happy about it.
For 80 years, Superman has been known for this motto.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
It was also referenced in the 1978 original Superman movie with Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder.
I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
Now DC Comics has announced it is evolving the Superman motto to this. Truth, justice, and a better tomorrow to better reflect Superman's global storylines. But the new motto is being met with some intense opposition.
We're being told not to love our country, or at least it feels that way. And I guess Hollywood thinks that they can do that, and they can't.
And that's not the only change coming to Superman. Last week, it was announced that the new Superman, Jonathan Kent, he's the son of Superman and Lois Lane, will be coming out as bisexual in an upcoming comic book. When we come back, a sperm donor who has fathered 24 kids meets his grandkids for the first time.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a rarity among sperm donors. Jim Morayon, a man who not only met the children he created through his donation, he's now becoming close to the grandkids.
These twins are about to meet their grandpa for the very first time, but he's not your ordinary granddad.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
It's the big moment.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, okay. I can't wait.
You see, Michael Rubino is America's most famous sperm donor. Over the years, he's fathered 24 children. We were there as he is introduced to the little ones.
Okay. Wait a minute, which one's which?
This is Aiden and that's Asher.
Aiden and Asher.
Who's he, Grandpa?
Hey there.
Hold on to that egg.
Yeah.
Aww.
Are these the first two you're meeting?
Yeah, I'm officially a grandfather.
Inside Edition first met Michael in 2017 when he came together with 19 children he fathered.
When we last saw you, you were aware of 19 kids. Now you're up to what?
24 kids as of now. I'm hoping that's the total.
Rachel was fathered by Michael 20 years ago via a sperm bank. She and her husband Spencer flew to LA so that their twins could meet Grandpa.
I was excited to spend time with my dad and the kids spend time with their grandpa.
Spencer realizes he married into a very interesting family, to say the least.
I mean, they have 24 aunts and uncles. I mean, that's awesome.
Hey guys, brought you something.
Michael had a gift for the kids. Portraits he painted of Asher and Aiden.
Those look so good.
With 24 kids, there will certainly be more grandchildren to come.
You could end up easily with 50 grandchildren.
Right.
Get ready for lots of grandpa duty.
And when we come back, an oops moment helping a kitty. Finally today, that wasn't supposed to happen.
It's a kitty stuck in a tree.
Oh. Go help him.
Hold on, kitty.
At the urging of his girlfriend, this guy rushes to help. But the feline is just out of reach.
Baby, just grab him.
Success. And then? That's what you get for your good deed.
Nothing hurt but his pride. That's Inside Edition. We'll see you tomorrow.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.